The estates of over 500 Irish people who had been living in the UK are waiting to be claimed. And among the women looking to reunite, I suppose, the estates with their inheritors is Maeve Mullen. She's a senior researcher and office manager at Finders International Dublin. Maeve, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Ciara.
So,
super.
How does it work? A person dies; they may have been intestate, or their next of kin may not be as was may originally have been listed in their will if they'd made one. How do you become involved then?
Exactly. So, a typical scenario is that our London office is contacted by a hospital or a council in the UK to say that they would like us to search for any family for a particular person who has passed away. Sometimes those cases are, the person might have passed away 6 months ago, and it's just a case of finding family in order to sort out their estate. But in other urgent cases, the deceased person might only just have passed away and their funeral hasn't happened yet, and we're being asked to contact family in order to for family to instruct an undertaker.
Now, sometimes the with regard to finding the heirs or relatives of a person, notices may be published either in newspapers or online or elsewhere. What's to stop me, Maeve, if I read one of those notices from perhaps the very wealthy Paddy O'Reilly, who's no longer among the quick, and I ring you up and say, "Hey, Maeve, he's my long lost great great grandfather. Clearly, I'm the heir."
Yeah. Well, I suppose with a name like Paddy O'Reilly, our role in the process is making sure that the Paddy O'Reilly who has left an estate and it's listed on the Bona Vacantia list is the same Paddy O'Reilly as is your great-grandfather. So,
how do you do that?
And by a process of genealogical family history research, connecting up births, marriages and deaths in order to put together a family tree that so that we can prove connectivity from yourself as the claimant back to the deceased person.
So that would really be confirming two things, that the Paddy O'Reilly that you are thinking of and that I'm thinking of is the same person, and that I do have a legitimate connection to him in familial terms.
Exactly, because there could be lots and lots of Paddy O'Reillys and it might not be the same person, yes.
So are you going through this process now with regard to the over 500 estates of Irish people in the UK?
We are working away on hundreds of cases, yes. Absolutely. I suppose we prioritise them and work through them as fast as we can, yes.
And I imagine some of them are easier than others, but it does require a certain amount of patience and tenacity among you and your colleagues.
Absolutely. And we are, like a dog with a bone on our search for the correct beneficiaries to all of these cases. Yes, absolutely. It's fascinating, the research, and it you can get, you can think of something at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, "Oh, I forgot to check that," and maybe that's where they are, in the research. So it's very rewarding also that monies that would otherwise go to the state in the UK are actually returned to Irish family, which is probably what the deceased person would have liked to have happened. So it's nice to be able to do something good in that regard.
And people can, I suppose, help themselves if they feel, there's a relative that was living in the UK that they haven't heard from these many years, or they just want to check out of sheer curiosity. They can
Absolutely.
Check your unclaimed estates.ie site.
Yes, for sure. Yes. They can look that up and check and see if there's any other details to do with the deceased person other than their name. They may have passed away in an area in the UK, in Birmingham or Manchester or an area in London. And if that's where they know that their relative was living, then, you know, that's a better chance as well.
And I imagine there are just some cases that are too tough a nut to crack. What happens in that instance, Maeve?
I suppose there's not that many of those cases, but it does happen occasionally that a family actually has died out, if you like.
Yeah.
So the deceased person didn't get married and didn't have any children, but maybe they didn't have any brothers or sisters, or their brothers and sisters have predeceased them and they didn't have any children. And, you know, and the same back a generation also. So it's quite unusual. But it does happen occasionally, yes. The other instance where we can come up against a brick wall is where somebody has intentionally or unintentionally changed their date of birth. Mm. So in that instance, we can't prove that they are part of the family that we think they should be part of. And but those cases are very few and far between. Yeah, we have a lot of success in Ireland.
And then, Maeve, how does it work then in terms of Founders International's fee or commission? Is that a percentage of the entire estate?
It's not. It's when we locate a potential beneficiary, we ask them to sign our agreement, and I suppose that agreement protects them that they will never be asked to pay any expenses or fees unless they inherit something from the estate. And our fee comes from the portion of the estate that they inherit.
And would it be a percentage of that inheritance?
Yes, it's a percentage of the inheritance, yes.
And is that a sliding scale or a set scale of percentage?
It's a sliding scale, and I suppose a sliding scale between 10% and 25% usually. And that, I suppose, if it's a very large estate, then we can reduce the percentage considerably, and if it's a very small estate, then we're just trying to cover our costs in a lot of instances. So one thing that we do say to potential beneficiaries is that when we do the research and we contact them and they sign up to our agreement, and then we can take the case forward. Do explain that something may happen that means that they won't inherit. So a will might be found, and the deceased person might have left all of their estate to their favourite charity, in which case their family do not inherit anything.
Kind of in the vein, Maeve, of there's many a slip betwixt cup and lip.
Exactly.
Well, Maeve Mullen, Senior Researcher and Office Manager at Founders International Dublin, thank you for joining us. And that website again, unclaimedestates.ie.